USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The heat is on Sunday as over 30 million people are under heat alerts. Temperatures in Death Valley, California could reach 119, and 112 degrees is a projected high in Phoenix, Arizona. People from Nebraska to Texas could see record highs today. The busy summer travel season is here, but many are facing issues such as cancellations and delays at airports across the country. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg on what's being done to help the situation.
We'll collaborate with airlines when they're ready to take steps that are positive and proactive, whether that's improvements in pay that are helping with hiring or flexibility in customer service. We're also going to enforce passenger and consumer rights.
That audio courtesy of Fox News Sunday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
After a months-long investigation, the CBP found no evidence that Border Patrol agents whipped illegal immigrants. Texas Department of Safety member Chris Olivares reacts to the new findings.
Border Patrol is not getting the support they need from the federal government to do their job. And this right here, and what took place last year with the alleged, you know, whipping incident, we know for a fact that wasn't the case. But yet the federal government was quick to pass judgment on these agents who were out there risking their lives, doing their job.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. President Biden was quick to criticize the Border Patrol agents before the investigation was complete. The Washburn Fire in Yosemite National Park is getting closer to some of the world's largest trees. Fire has burned at least 1,100 acres and is threatening over 500 giant sequoia trees. National Park Service crews were out Saturday wrapping the trees in fire-resistant foil. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is expanding the state school voucher program to all of the more than 1 million public school students in the state. Rebecca Fredericks, founder of the Kids and Country, says this means that public schools will no longer have a monopoly on public financing.
This is no small victory because for too long, students and their teachers have been trapped in failing schools run by the K-12 cartel, also known as so-called teacher unions.
After her husband lost eyesight to a suicide bomber, Tiffany Smiley decided that she and her family would not stop fighting for their freedom. Smiley is running against Senate Democrat Patty Murray of Washington State in November. Murray has been representing Washington for about 30 years. Appearing on Fox News, Smiley explains why she chose to run without having prior experience in politics.
That suicide bomber did not take our family's fight, and it did not take away service over self. We believe in this country. We believe our service meant something. Scotty's service meant something, and we will never, ever stop fighting and standing up for what's right.
The Mega Millions jackpot continues to grow as it's now up to $440 million. Nobody's hit the jackpot since April, and the next drawing is set for Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.